So we have gathered on the most auspicious occasion of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day for the most auspicious acceptance of Bhakta Vishal and Bhaktin Shweta into our disciplic succession, coming from Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and then his followers. Find a bona fide spiritual master is a very rare occurrence. Or I should say, to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master is a very rare occurrence. It is compared to a turtle in the ocean. He's in the ocean, and on the ocean there's a board, a wooden board, and in that board there is a hole. So the chances of coming to the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master are like the chance of a turtle in that vast ocean coming up under that one board and coming up through the hole and finding shelter on that board. So today's initiation is Harinam initiation. Initiation into the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada would always discuss the 10 offenses at initiation. And so, following in his footsteps, we will also discuss them by reading a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text 25. Yachcha vrajantyam nimisham rishavanu vritya dure yamahyu aparinas praniya shila bartur mitasu yashana katananu raga vaiklavya bashpa kalaya pulaki kritanga. Translation. Persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy and who breathe heavily and perspire, due to hearing the glories of the Lord, are promoted to the kingdom of God. Even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities. The kingdom of God is above the material universes, and it is desired by Brahma and other demigods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is clearly stated herein that the kingdom of God is above the material universes. Just as there are many hundreds of thousands of higher planets above this earth, so there are many millions and billions of spiritual planets belonging to the spiritual sky. Brahmaji states herein that the spiritual kingdom is above the kingdom of the demigods. One can enter the kingdom of the Supreme Lord only when one is highly developed in desirable qualities. All good qualities develop in the person of a devotee. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, verse 12, that anyone who is Krishna conscious is endowed with all the good qualities of the demigods. Yasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunastatra samaste sura. In the material world, the qualities of the demigods are highly appreciated. Just as, even in our experience, the qualities of a gentleman are more highly appreciated than the qualities of a man in ignorance or in a lower condition of life. The qualities of the demigods and the higher planets are far superior to the qualities of the inhabitants of this earth. Brahmaji confirms herewith that only persons who have developed the desirable qualities can enter into the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees' desirable qualities are described to be 26 in number. They are stated as follows. He is very kind. He does not quarrel with anyone. He accepts Krishna consciousness as the highest goal of life. He is equal to everyone. He is faultless, magnanimous, mild, and always clean, internally and externally. He does not profess to possess anything in this material world. He is a benefactor to all living entities. He is peaceful and is a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire to fulfill. He is meek and humble, always steady, and has conquered the sensual activities. He does not eat more than required to maintain body and soul together. He is never mad after material identity. He is respectful to all others and does not demand respect for himself. He is grave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert in all activities, and silent in nonsense. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse 21, the qualifications of a saintly person are mentioned. It is said there that a saintly person eligible to enter the kingdom of God is very tolerant and very kind to all living entities. He is not partial. He is kind both to human beings and animals. He is not such a fool that he will kill a goat Narayan to feed a human Narayan or Daridra Narayan. He is kind to all living entities. Therefore, he has no enemy. He is very peaceful. These are the qualities of persons who are eligible to enter the kingdom of God. Tatikshava Karunika. Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse in Juhu, and he related it to, of course, it describes the qualities of sadhu, sadhu bhushanam. He related to how we should deal in that very challenging situation. That such a person gradually becomes liberated and enters the kingdom of God is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, verse 2. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, verse 24, also states that if a person does not cry or exhibit bodily changes after chanting the holy name of God without offense, it is to be understood that he is hard-hearted, and therefore his heart does not change even after he chants the holy name of God, Hare Krishna. These bodily changes can take place due to ecstasy when we offenselessly chant the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It may be noted that there are 10 offenses we should avoid. The first offense is to decry, means like criticize, persons who try in their lives to broadcast the glories of the Lord. People must be educated in understanding the glories of the Supreme. Therefore, the devotees who engage in preaching the glories of the Lord are never to be decried. It is the greatest offense. Furthermore, now we're going on to the second one. The holy name of Vishnu is the most auspicious name, and his pastimes are also non-different from the holy name of the Lord. There are many foolish persons who say that one can chant Hare Krishna or chant the name of Kali or Durga or Shiva because they are all the same. If one thinks that the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the names and activities of the demigods are on the same level, or if one accepts the holy name of Vishnu to be a material sound vibration, that is also an offense. The third offense is to think of the spiritual master who spreads the glories of the Lord as an ordinary human being, and consequently to disobey his instructions. The fourth offense is to consider the Vedic literatures, such as the Puranas or other transcendentally revealed scriptures, to be ordinary books of knowledge. The fifth offense is to think that devotees have given artificial importance to the holy name of God. The actual fact is that the Lord is none different from his name. The highest realization of spiritual value is to chant the holy name of God as prescribed for the age. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or in simple terms, to consider the glories of the holy name to be imagination or exaggeration. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The seventh offense is to act sinfully on the strength of chanting the holy name of God. It is understood that one can be freed from all sinful reactions simply by chanting the holy name of God. But if one thinks that he is therefore at liberty to commit all kinds of sinful acts, that is a symptom of offense. In other words, to commit sin on the strength of chanting. It's true that by chanting you become free from sinful reactions, but if you try to take advantage of that and intentionally commit sins with the idea of neutralizing the effects by chanting, that's an offense. And it doesn't work also. The eighth offense is to equate the chanting of Hare Krishna with other spiritual activities, such as meditation, austerity, penance, or sacrifice. Or consider the holy name one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas as karma kanda. They cannot be equated at any level. The ninth offense is to specifically glorify the importance of the holy name before persons who have no interest. The tenth offense is to be attached to the misconception of possessing something, or to accept the body as oneself, while executing the process of spiritual cultivation. So sometimes, and again it depends on how the Sanskrit is read, but sometimes it is said that it's an offense. Of course, it is an offense to be inattentive while chanting. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if one chants attentively, that will eradicate all the other offenses. And if one does not chant attentively, in other words, one chants inattentively or negligently, then that enables the other offenses to flourish. When one is free from all 10 of these offenses in chanting the holy name of God, he develops the ecstatic bodily features called Pulakashru. Pulaka means symptoms of happiness. And ashru means tears in the eyes. The symptoms of happiness and tears in the eyes must appear in a person who has chanted the holy name offenselessly. Although Srila Prabhupada has quoted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that a pure devotee may not manifest these bodily symptoms, but that his advancement is manifested in his freedom from material desires and attachments. Here in this verse, it is stated that those who have actually developed the symptoms of happiness and tears in the eyes by chanting the glories of the Lord are eligible to enter the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that if one does not develop these symptoms while chanting Hare Krishna, it is to be understood that he is still offensive. Chaitanya Charitamrita suggests a nice remedy in this connection. There it is said, in verse 31, chapter 8 of Adi Lila, that if anyone takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and just chants the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, he becomes freed from all offenses. So there's a whole discussion there, but I'll read that, what Srila Prabhupada mentioned, because it gives a nice remedy, as he said, for offensive chanting. I'll read a few of these verses because they're all interconnected. So this is, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8. We'll start with text 29 and 30. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Pinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Pinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya
Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura
Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Anayase bhava kshaya krishnera sevana eka krishna namera. What does that mean? Eka krishna namera.
Only Krishna name.
Yes. One name. Yeah, Burijan Prabhu emphasizes this in his seminars on japa. That one name, if you just chant one name without offense, you get so much benefit. So we should like try to hear each and every name. If you hear even only one, you get so much benefit.
anayasev bhavakshaya krishnera sevana eka krishna namera phale pai etadana.
As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. Text 29 and 30. Hena Krishna nama yadi laya bahubara tabu yadi prema nahi nahi ashudara tabe jane aparada tahate prachura Krishna nama bijatahe nakare ankura. If one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, the seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one chants the Hare Krishna mantra offensively, one does not achieve the desired result. Therefore, one should carefully avoid the offenses, which have already been described in connection with verse 24, in which we also just read. Chaitanya Nityanande Nahi Esabhavichara Namalaite Premadena Vaheashvidara. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. So we always chant the Panchatattva Mantra first. And, yeah, when Srila Prabhupada was first beginning his preaching in the West, he said we chant this mantra first, so that the Panchatattva, or the mantra, will help us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, following their instructions to become more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Gaur Nityananda. Therefore, if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but his life is still full of sinful activities, it will be very difficult for him to achieve the platform of loving service to the Lord. But if, in spite of being an offender, one chants the holy names of Gaur Nityananda, he is very quickly freed from the reactions to his offenses. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshiping Radha Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, Our students are first advised to worship Guru Gauranga, and then, when they are somewhat advanced, the Radha Krishna deity is installed, and they are engaged in the worship of the Lord. So this is the nice remedy. Yeah, anyway. Now he it's a long purport. Just read the last paragraph. I read the first paragraph, the last paragraph. It should be noted in this connection that the holy name of Lord Krishna and Gaur Sundar are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation, and his mercy is very easily achieved. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. By serving Gaur Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence, and thus he becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. Okay, very good. We have read a lot, and His Holiness Satchinandan Swami observed that although we have such a high philosophy, I mean perfect philosophy and high philosophy, sometimes devotees do not actually experience what the scriptures say they should. And he noted that the reason was that they don't chant properly. And he said, with his German accent, it's sort of like a schizophrenia, that they have this very high philosophy that's supposed to bring all these wonderful results, but they're actually on a different platform. And that inspired him to take up these japa retreats and holy name retreats so that devotees could actually chant the way they're supposed to and then actually feel the way they're supposed to and not have this split personality. So, now, are there any questions or comments? Yes, Adama?
Guru, at the beginning of the talk you mentioned, you gave the analogy of the turtle and the chances of it popping its head up in between that little hole. And I was thinking about, I think it was Prahlad Maharaj who mentioned it's not by our own efforts or by the efforts of others that we and get the mercy of devotional service. So I'm just trying to clarify, what is the real reason of getting the mercy of the spiritual master? How does the spiritual soul
get that? Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirni Krishne Parato Svatova. So Matir means inclination. It's, you know, Matirni Krishne, inclination towards Krishna or Krishna consciousness. Matirna Krishna Parato Svatova, that you cannot get that by the efforts of others. Matirna Parato Svato, or by one's own efforts, or by the combined efforts of oneself and others. But one can get it only by, well, he says, Niskinchananam, bathing oneself, Abhishek, by bathing oneself in the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So that's so that's how. I mean, there's a whole progression of that brings one to that point. And a lot of it is what they call a gyata sukriti, or pious activities performed without knowledge. Like many people served Srila Prabhupada, they didn't know who he was. Like there's so many examples, but yeah, they would do a little something for him. They didn't know who he was, what a devotee is, what is devotional service, who is Krishna, or anything. But that goes to their spiritual bank account. Like Prabhupada, it's like 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, all the 1 cent, 1 cent, eventually it adds up and then you can do something with it. So when one's sukriti accumulates to a certain extent, one can engage in devotional service. And also be free from sinful activities. All right, so now we will call forward the new initiates to take their vows. So first, offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You can both come together. So, what are the four rules that you promise to follow every day for the rest of your life?
No eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Okay. Could you expand on that a little?
no meat eating including fish and eggs, no intoxication including tea, coffee and other intoxicants, no.
Okay. And there's one that goes with gambling. It's mental speculation.
Oh yeah, no mental speculation.
Okay. And what are the four rules that you promised to follow?
No eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay. And how many rounds minimum do you promise to chant?
16 rounds minimum daily.
Okay, seem to be in sync. And is there anything else you would like to say?
I also like to try my best to systematically study Srila Prabhupada's books to the best of my abilities. And also, thank you for accepting me and us as your initiated disciples. I took a lot of time, my fault. But I always felt sheltered, actually. Even though I wasn't even aspiring at that point. I was just a small boy helping out my mom cutting vegetables for you. I still felt completely sheltered. So thank you so much.
Good. Anything else you would like to say?
I'll try doing my best and maximum rounds on Ekadashi.
Good.
And I'll try my best to serve more and more devotees to please Srila Prabhupada.
Good. Very nice. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. So I think it's understood that you'll be connected with ISKCON and try to spread Krishna consciousness to others. So back to Vishal. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as my duly initiated disciple, and henceforth you shall be known as Raja Bihari Das. His uncle's been out beyond. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as my duly initiated disciple. And henceforth, you shall be known as Swaita Manjari. Manjaris are most dear servants of Radha and Krishna. And Swaita Manjari in Chaitanya Leela is Bhagavatacharya. Bhagavatacharya's name was Raghunath. Anyway, it's very nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya went to his house and he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that Lord Chaitanya felt complete ecstasy. He was in ecstasy for like 23 hours continuously. And afterwards he said, no one can recite Srimad Bhagavatam like you, and then he gave him the name Bhagavatacharya. So that Bhagavatacharya is in
Krishna Lila, Svaita Mantra. Jai.
Jai.
Svaita Mantra Devi Dasi Ki
Jai.
Jai. Raja Bihari Ki
Jai. Jai.
Sanya Sankara Ki
Jai.